Peeking Behind the Curtain, Ghost Crossings with Kim McBride. In this series, Kim shares longer experiences and interactions with ghosts. Her goal in all these conversations is to help the ghosts cross into the light. As Kim interviews the ghosts, she is afforded details about how they physically died and what they are now experiencing in the ghost plane. Some of these recordings have been printed in Kim's books, which you can find at kimmcbride.com or on amazon.com. Now let's listen in.
Hi, I'm just going to pop in here and give you a little bit of backstory. When I first started working with ghosts, I would get a headache, and I'm not susceptible to headaches, so that's how I identified when a ghost was around me. And I would cross them over individually. But as my career started taking off, I didn't have the time. So I would allocate Sundays to my crossings of spirits. But the ones that showed up during the week willy-nilly and were sent to come back on Sunday would show up with lots of friends. And there would be a whole bunch to maybe 100 or more of ghosts that were ready to cross over. I did not cross them all over individually. That would be crazy. I would make a light in the window on the porch, and I would tell them, if you want to just go right into the light and get on with your journey, just walk right on in. If you want to talk with me and share your story or ask any questions, stand in another line, and I'd be glad to help them. So the transcription that you're going to be hearing next is one of those interactions that I had where the ghosts came up to me and wanted to talk. Enjoy.
Okay, anyone else have a question? I see a woman and child walking towards me. They give me their names. The woman's name is Ruth, and Sheila is the little girl's name. I say, okay, Ruth, what's up? Ruth said, I feel that I'm ready to go into the light, but I want to know, did I ruin her by keeping her here? I was a little confused. I said, ruined her? She said, have I dishonored my daughter by keeping her with me? I said, I don't know. I was a little perplexed by this situation. Well, why did you keep her with you? Ruth said she wanted to go. She saw her father in the light, but I was just too afraid to let her go. I said, well, why were you afraid to let her go? She said, because I was too afraid to go myself. And I didn't want her to leave me. I was so touched by this. I said, oh, honey, let me tell you what I know. We all make choices. And a lot of the time, we make choices for ourselves and not for the person we think we're making the choice for. And I think you see that now, or you wouldn't have come out of line to ask me about it. But you have to understand, she has free will too, just like you. And she chose to stay with you. And regardless of what your motivation was in the end, the child chose to stay with you. Now, is that right, Sheila? Yes, the child said. I said, so in essence, it was her free will. Whether she stayed out of being guilty for you or sad or you didn't want to leave you, I don't know. But it was still her choice, whatever her reasoning. Even if you stack the deck against her because of your own fears of being alone, in the end, she still chose you. But I will tell you one thing. Her father is still standing right there. He still waited. So, no harm, no foul, as far as I'm concerned. She looked at me with a disbelief. I don't know how that could be. I said, your child made a free will choice to stay, and she chose to stay with you. She didn't lose out on anything, honey. Her father is standing right there. Your husband is standing right there. And from the look on his face, he doesn't appear to be mad. See, on his side, he just came back another day. Come on, just go in, deal with it. There's no punishment. There's only new awareness of why you did what you did and your motivations and why you made those choices. Now quit beating yourself up. You did no harm to your daughter, but now he's waiting and she's waiting. Go with her. But remember, let her take you to the next level this time. Follow her in. She looked relieved. She said,
oh, thank you.
I said, you're welcome. I watched them walk over to the head of the line. I saw the father move through the light and embrace the child and the wife. My guide was telling me that the father passed before they did, and Ruth was so grief-stricken from the loss, and she never really felt she was a very good parent, and that's why she stayed.
Thank you for joining us today for a peek behind the curtain, Ghost Crossings with Kim McBride. For more content like this, please check out our website, kimmcbride.com, and our YouTube playlist.